This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome America, that's right, welcome to Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. This is the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA family, where we talk about the, well, basically the products of the future here on this show, and the young developers and manufacturers and entrepreneurs and that's trying to bring these products to market. Hey, we're just trying to help them. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how's been your week?
It's still Monday. It's just getting started. So, you know, the week that leads up to, you know, our show on Saturday are always so busy. It just amazes me how fast, you know, the Saturday rolls around for the show and we're busy, you know, Monday through Friday getting it lined up, which is really exciting because, you know, we've got so many different topics and inventors out there who listen to the show and they're able to go back and look on in our archives and say, okay, I need this topic now. And what we're providing to them is exactly what they need, is good information when they need it, and it's free.
And not only is it free, but you break it down so eloquently. It's like it's this big puzzle. You have all these pieces all over the place. It's confusing. Some of the pieces look the same. It takes a long time to try to put it into the puzzle. But at the end of the day, you got to sit back, take all your pieces, and then eventually, if you listen to this show, then you can start putting these pieces of the puzzle to make the puzzle make sense and be completed. And what I mean by completed is, hey, it's ready to go to market. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to do an analogy here.
Every time I talk to someone, they give me an idea for another show. Because they're sharing then the challenges that they've had. And so between our inventors who, you know, have solved problems, you know, we're able to help the new inventors. And then our service providers, our sponsors, you know, they tell us what they need and what they're looking for. And it's a wonderful combination of, you know, information that we are able to provide to all of the inventors out there who haven't taken the first step or in the early stages. And it's great because the experienced inventors help the new inventors. So
that's
we're
right.
Able to just, you know, get the information out there to them. And it's hard. It's a hard path.
Well, what I want to do next week, write this down. What I want to do next week is in the first segment where we talk about the show, the upcoming show. I wanted you to take a time for our sponsors of Invent America, and I want to give them a big shout-out next week. And let's explain to our audience next week about our sponsors and the products that they offer. Let's do that next week, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds good. We've got some great sponsors, so I'm sure that they will appreciate that, that, you know, stand up and hurrah.
Yeah, I want to do that next week. But, hey, tell us about the show this week, though.
Well, the show today, we had a gentleman, one of our friends from the North, all right, had said that, you know, I filed a patent in the U.S. He filed in Canada, and he filed in the U.S. And so we were talking then, you know, some about the strategies of, you know, why you file internationally in different countries. So, you know, I thought it would be a really good time for us to talk about, you know, those strategies, because there's a couple of things that will encourage someone to copy your invention. One is that you can't fill orders, and the other one is you can't fill the orders at a price the consumer is willing to pay for them. So it gives someone incentive to, you know, infringe on your patent. But there are strategies that go into that that make it more of an issue that you look at, say, all right, so this gentleman, he knows that the U.S. is going to be his major market, even though he lives in Canada. So he filed here. You know, some people say, well, I know I'm going to be manufacturing in Mexico, so I'm going to file there. You don't file in every country, but you look at the strategy of why you're filing in different places. And years ago, I had two gentlemen. They were partners. They filed in the U.S. because that's where they lived, and they filed in the EU. Spain became their major country of selling. They packed up their families and moved. But if they hadn't filed internationally, they would have lost that opportunity.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That could happen, so, huh? Wow.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And you know, sometimes by the time an inventor gets to the point of, well, I filed my non-provisional in the U.S., and they're talking to their attorney, and their attorney says, oh, billable time. You know, if you file internationally, you know, it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. That's not exactly true. What they see is billable time. And, you know, if you're being frugal, there are certainly better ways to deal with that.
Yeah, that's a real good point. Real good point.
And so today we are going to be talking to our friend from the North, Daniel Shurak. He has got a very cool product. And then we're going to be talking to Tim Hewlett. He's U.S.-based, but his product is going to have major applications internationally. So he filed internationally. And then we've got one of our registered patent attorneys who's going to be on, who's going to be talking about, you know, some of those strategies and why you would file, you know, say, not worry about it. Or you say, no, I think I need to at least consider it. You know, it's one thing if I tell an inventor, it's like I was talking to another lady. It's like, have you filed internationally? And she said, no. And I go, there's a time frame. It's one thing for them to say, I've considered it and I decided no. Or it's like, are you kidding me? I missed it 2 months ago.
And you're right. The copyright laws, patent laws are different internationally than what they are in the United States. So you need to check your international domicile to find out what is the law. And that's why you listen to this show, right?
That's right. That is right. You know, it's like in the U.S., you know, if you miss a filing date, you can generally pay enough money to buy your way out of it with the USPTO. The international dates are firm. They are written in stone. You cannot buy your way out of it. And so for a lot of inventors, they don't realize that if they miss that date and they didn't know about it, they may have made different business decisions if they had known about it.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's what we look at, is giving them the information so that they can make the business decision that's best for them.
Well, Rita,
this is for everybody.
Well, we got to pay some bills, Rita. You know what that's about now, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you was a guest for years, and hey, you're actually putting this show together. So now you realize that, wow, it's a little bit more in detail. Try to put one of these radio shows together and come up with a weekly content. But hey, stay tuned right here. We're going to be right back with our first guest, first topic, along with the Invent a Lady herself, my sidekick. This is the Invent America Show on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Yay! I'll come back now, yeah? We'll be right back.
back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We want to make sure that we thank our Genesis Communication Network for being our home. And if you have got any questions at all, reach out. Let us know, because we have got experts who can answer the questions for you if I can't. And today we are talking about international patent filings. The question comes up on a pretty regular basis. Don Satina is our guest. He is a registered patent attorney, and the clients I know who have worked with him have really enjoyed it and appreciated his expertise. So, Don, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rita.
All right. So, filing internationally, believe it or not, I actually had a client this morning I was talking to, and I said, have you filed anything internationally? She said, I didn't even know I could. So tell our listeners, all right, why would an inventor want to file a PCT, and what is a PCT?
Okay, first, I want to remind your listeners that whether your first application is for a U.S. provisional or a U.S. utility patent, that corresponding foreign patent applications must be filed within 12 months from the date of that first filing, which is called the priority date. And whether to file foreign applications and how to file them depends primarily on where you expect to sell the invention. If you're only planning to sell it in the U.S., your U.S. patent will protect you from copiers, including those importing your invention. If you expect to have significant foreign sales, you should determine on a country-by-country basis where you expect the sales to be enough to justify the cost of obtaining a patent. Now, for filing in one or two countries, direct national filing is usually preferred. However, the more countries you consider, the more sense it makes to file a PCT application, since the big costs like translations, government fees, and foreign agents fees that you would experience with national filing can be deferred for up to 30 months from the priority date. And the PCT covers 157 countries where you can reserve your right to get a patent.
Yeah, the PCT, the Patent Cooperation Treaty, is almost like an international version of a provisional patent application, because it gives you time. Just like the U.S. provisional patent application gives you 12 months to decide exactly what should go into the utility or the non-provisional, the PCT gives you some coverage. And then it gives you, like you said, the 30 months. I think in some countries it's even, 32 months. But I always tell, figure 30 months. It's easier than trying to know specifically which country it is. Sometimes, if you know you're going to be filing or you're going to license it to file and they're going to manufacture it, sometimes filing in that country where it's going to be manufactured is a strategy. But that's, you never know for sure who's going to be the licensee or where you might be filing. So the PCT for some makes sense, and for others, if you just know that the EU is your other area, and like our first, guest this morning, it's like he lives in Canada, the U.S. was his major market. So that's, his strategy on that. So, time and money are the big criteria on this, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what does an attorney need to file a PCT? What would you ask for? You as the attorney, what would you be asking for?
Well, PCT is not that different from a U.S. application. But once you have filed some form of a U.S. application, then that has to be adjusted to the PCT. And that means you have to change the claims so that any new features are pointed out using what they call characterized by language. And also, you probably have seen in foreign patents, they use reference numbers in the claims that refer to the features in the that you can see in the drawings. And also another big change is just reformatting the text to the A4 paper size. And then the application is filed electronically. So it's really not so different than the U.S.
No, and it falls into, you know, the parameters of kind of what I've explained to some of our inventors, you know, what they're looking for and you know, what an attorney might need to, you know, get them to that next step if that's what they're considering. So it really just depends on, you know, what they need and what they're looking for in their business strategy. So, Don, thank you so much for being with us today. We are always grateful for your time and your insights. I want to thank our sponsors. Kicker Design is one of our sponsors. They do wonderful manufacturing and design work for our inventors. And also CAD CAD Design with Scott Tersey. So if you need some help, you need somebody to do that prototype for you, please give me a call, shoot me an email. We are grateful, and stick with us for a little bit longer, everyone.